Did you know that you could support this show by hitting the support button on anchor.fm/13degrees of gold? You can also support us by going to cash.me/13degrees of gold, or just simply listening and sharing this podcast with your friends and family will help keep us on the airways. Support us today. Hey, 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 welcome to 13 Degrees of Gold. I'm your host, Aishay Tuamadu. And guys, I have got a treat for you today. Today is the first day of summer. It's summer solstice. And I have world-renowned astrologist Shannon Murray on the line today. She's going to give us the download on eclipse season, what summer solstice is, and what we should be getting prepared for over these next 6 months. Hey, Shannon, are you available?
Yes, I see you too. I'm here.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good. I'm doing great now.
Me too.
Yes. So tell us, what is summer solstice? What is that?
Sure. Well, first of all, happy summer solstice to you and the audience who's listening. This is such a wonderful time. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So solstices are very sacred holidays to Mother Earth. These are the times when our ancient ancestors celebrated very powerful cycles. So summer solstice is in the Northern Hemisphere is the first day of summer. So the sun begins her annual journey down to the Southern Hemisphere, like towards Australia and New Zealand, to warm them up. So we get the blessing of the sun moving from the Northern Hemisphere all the way down to the South. And we call that summer.
Okay. So it's winter down below then.
That's right. Solstice down in Australia and New Zealand in the Southern Hemisphere.
I did not know that. Okay.
Have fun.
Right. So it's like, I'm hot, but you're cold, right? That's so awesome.
Exactly. So yes. This is a wonderful day, like our ancient ancestors would be outside and they would be doing ceremony at sunrise to welcome this very special moment in Mother Earth's life, right? So this is a cycle that's about, you know, giving thanks for all the fertility and the abundance and the everything that's here that the sun brings, all this life. And the sun is fire, so they would have bonfires and they would burn up, you know, the old stuff from the winter, like the old karma and were like no longer serving their happiness and their joy. So fire is a really big, powerful element to use when you're celebrating summer solstice.
Oh, that's why you guys did the fire puja today.
That's right. We utilize this sacred time to align with the power so that the puja that we did today had more power than normal because summer solstice was lighting it up.
Well, let me tell you that, guys, just to let you know, I am part of Shannon's VIP Lunar Ladies Club, but she offers the power pujas to the public. Anybody is able to join. She does them every month on the full moon. Or is it the new moon?
A full moon. Full moon's about releasing obstacles to make space for more, you know, light and happiness and joy. And that's what a puja does. It releases obstacles and clears your space.
Right. So guys, don't mind me because I do them every month, okay? But she does these every month and they are open to the public. And you guys, I'll send some information. I'll put it in the description box show if you guys are interested in doing the poojas. But let me just say that the pooja you did today worked. It worked.
I love it.
And my donation was my life path number. Did you see that?
I did notice that. I was like, ooh, this has another layer of power she's putting into this.
But guess what? That was not on purpose. That was coincidence. Well, nothing's coincidence, but that was spirit. That's all I had.
That's perfect amount then.
Right. The number of perfection. And so I literally just got called a few seconds ago. Remember that nice prayer I put for the puja over my career, my job? And I just got called. I just got offered a position.
Oh my God. I say too. Congratulations. That's so wonderful.
Thank you. And it was after 5 p.m. So it was like, you know, business hours are already shut down here on a Friday, right? Who gets a job after 5 p.m. on a Friday?
That spirit delivering it right to your front door.
Right. So it's so amazing. I was like, oh my God, the puja's working already.
Right. And you know, this doesn't surprise me because for anyone who knows Aishetu or has worked with her doing her beautiful Divine Goddess Glow soul coaching, you know how powerful this woman is.
And oh, so thank you.
Wonderful. A wonderful reflection.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But it just gets me so geared up and excited because I remember everything else I prayed for and that I wanted to move. So I'm like, the job happened that easy. I'm talking about the same day. So
hours.
I'm like, what is about to happen then? Like, mm-hmm. What's really about to happen? Like,
right. Are you ready for everything to happen?
Right. I don't know. I'm getting like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. F that. I'm ready.
You're totally ready.
Okay, so this is so cool. So summer solstice is all about, you said that this was a transformation, the beginning of a 6-month transformation.
Yes. So what summer solstice is 6 months to the next solstice, which is winter solstice on December 21st. But in between the two solstices, there's an equinox. And equinoxes are when the day is equal to the night. So it's about balance. And on the solstices, first day of summer is the longest day of the year. And winter solstice is the shortest day of the year. So the equinoxes happen in between in March and September to give us the balance.
Okay. That's so amazing.
Isn't that amazing? And it's so wonderful too, because, you know, every year is different because the planets are different in their alignments and things like that. And this particular summer solstice 2019 comes at the same day that Neptune goes retrograde, and Neptune is a planet of our dreams. So this is putting a lot of power when we return to the ancient ways of our ancestors by honoring the sun, honoring the moon, honoring the earth, and our relationship to it. We not only get the benefits of doing that, but the ancestors who are watching over us are like leaping up and down and saying, we get to add our power to you too at this time. So it's really a good idea for everybody who hears this to start returning to the old ways. Mark my words, it'll be really good for you.
So when you say returning to the old ways, give us some examples. What do you mean exactly? Do you just mean like the way we eat? Do you mean the way we like no TV, no microwave? Like, what are you talking about?
Well, you can take it to whatever level you want to take it. But I think the first thing, the easiest thing we can do is really just maybe step away from our TVs and our computers and our cell phones and go outside, right? Beautiful connection, like say, hello, Mother Earth, hello, trees, hello, birds, hello trees and flowers and the at the sky, say hello to the clouds, like really find your place once again outside of the modern world. And think back like 300 years ago, how did your relatives, your ancestors, what were they doing in that moment? They weren't watching a TV. They weren't on YouTube, right? They were outside and tuning into nature. They were living more in harmony.
Right. So cool. So just tap into your primordial.
Yeah.
Go just take it way back. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I know, thousands of years ago, what would I be doing right now?
Yeah. Just even ask yourself that question. And whatever pops into your mind, you know, into your imagination or your mind, or you might feel whatever that is, just say, whoa, that's cool. Just go with it. Because usually the first thing that comes to you is a memory. And then that kind of surface mind that's kind of conditioned by this modern world, which is out of alignment with the nature and harmony in nature, is going to second guess it and go, oh, that's BS. Oh, I'm just making it up. Oh, it doesn't really matter. It's like, no. Come back to that first thought. Really just play with it. Get curious. Why did I think this? What's this really about? Where does this want to take me and on a journey to return to, you know, being powerfully aligned with the bigger cycles of nature, the planets, the stars, because that's where the energy is. And how we navigate this modern world is to have understanding and remembering how this world actually even works outside of technology the way it is now. We have to remember.
Right. I literally do that every day. I just remember stuff. Sometimes people around me are just like going kind of crazy, you know, and they're just like, yeah, especially like with my kids and stuff. They're like, oh, you need to go to the doctor. Oh, you need to do this. And I'm like, calm down. Just hold on.
You're like, I'm like, wait a minute. And I need some celery. That's what I need.
Right. I'm like, I am the doctor. Just look. Hold on. Just chill. Let's think this through. What did we do before hospitals?
Yeah. We had like a grandma or an auntie that told us what plant to eat.
Right. And I do have an aunt who lives in California, and she tells me, oh, the babies are throwing up. Bake 2 apples. Don't eat the skin. Don't eat the seeds. Oh, just eat the inside.
Yes. Yes, that's so perfect.
Yes. And she has all these remedies. So I go to her first. She's like, oh, you have a kidney infection or a UTI? Okay, I want you to boil some corn silk. And I want you to let it steep for a day or two. And then I just want you to drink that. And I want you to go get some cranberry juice without the sugar, just the one in the glass jar, and drink the whole jar and drink 2 gallons of water. And, you know, like, so before I'm like, let me go see a doctor. I'm like, wait, what do I have in my spice rack?
Exactly. That's a great example of returning to, like, you know, that folk medicine. That's returning to the land. That's the ancient ways.
Right. That's really the only way that my body will allow. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. I'm extremely sensitive to everything. So when I do try to use regular, more, you know, current methods of healing or doctors and pills and stuff, my body freaks out.
Yeah, my body does too. It's like, ooh, what is that foreign substance? I don't want that. I want an apple.
Right. I mean, to the point where I break out in hives. Oh, and wow. Like, I'll even go into like anaphylactic shock, and they'll have to give me steroids. And the earth is not playing with me.
Yeah.
Like, you need to chill. Just come put your feet in the ocean, okay? Just chill.
Exactly. And it's a lot more fun. You don't get poked by needles, and it's free. And you can just, your body just rejoices.
Right. But I have no choice but to be the change I want to see in the world, or else I'm going to, like, be in a lot of pain and discomfort.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so it's really, it kind of works out for me, you know, just.
You're a leader, so you have to lead by example and be able to tell us from your passionate place of your own experience, right? So that people will listen because you're like, you know, that's one of your callings.
Right. But I just want everybody to know that I don't just have this crazy ass willpower. I will break out in hives, okay? So
yeah, that helps with the willpower. Like, oh God.
Right,
I don't have a choice here.
Right. Like, I do have one, but who's gonna choose hives? Like
right.
Okay, so now that we know what a summer solstice is and everybody knows they need to like do more natural things, connect with the earth, try to figure out something you can do that maybe you did a long time ago or your ancestors. So then I was telling my listeners in the commercial I made. I hope you like the commercial.
Oh my God, I love that commercial. I love being breaking news.
Yes, this is breaking news. And so I was telling them about your survival kit for the eclipse. So some of my listeners don't know, like they've heard the word eclipse, but they don't really know what the significance of an eclipse is. So could you educate us on what that is? Like, what the heck is an eclipse? Why should we care?
Okay, you got it. And thank you for caring to ask that question, right? Because this is, again, another way we reconnect to the ancient ways and bring them into these modern days, right? So an eclipse is, it happens 2 times a year, in the winter and in the summer, similar to the solstices. They usually kind of happen around the same time. So an eclipse is basically when the sun and moon and the earth come into a certain alignment where they shut off the light from the earth. So like on a solar eclipse, and some of you are your listeners may have noticed or been outside or traveled to the solar eclipse 2 years ago, where, you know, we saw the earth or the sun, or I mean the moon, pass in front of the sun, and it was total darkness during the day, right? So that's a solar eclipse.
Okay.
And the same thing happens when the sun and moon are opposite each other during a full moon and the earth passes between them. And that's called a lunar eclipse. And some of your listeners may have looked up at the sky during a lunar eclipse. And that's when the moon turns kind of reddish color.
Oh, so yeah, like the blood moons, the blood moon and all that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are what eclipses look like. Now, what they are and why we should care about them is an eclipse is like, you know, when you shut your computer down because it's not working and you have to reboot it.
Right.
That's what an eclipse does to your consciousness. Right. And just to remind all our listeners that we are spirits having a human experience. So we are eternal souls embodied in this physical form. And sometimes we forget that that's true. But so an eclipse is really good medicine for our soul because it reboots our whole consciousness because the light is shut out for, you know, however long the eclipse lasts. But what happens is like your physical brain and as well as your embodied consciousness of your soul gets out of the noise of this modern world that's really designed to distract us, confuse us, and limit our power.
Right? Oh my God. So that's why my ears started buzzing today.
Yes, I would have.
Like my ears are always, if it's something I don't need to hear or people, it's like white noise just kicks in. Like, zzz, I'm like, what's
that?
Got
some nice guides there helping you out.
My kids are like, mommy, mommy, mommy. And I don't hear them. I'm like, what?
What? Yeah, so eclipses, this is why we need to be aware when they happen and care about them because they are helping us rejuvenate and recharge our whole body, mind, and spirit.
Right.
right? So when you come into the awareness, like, oh my gosh, there's an eclipse coming, what you realize, oh, this is important, pay attention. And then you know, oh wait, this is going to a time to rejuvenate my whole, you know, life. You know, what's going on in your life? What needs to change? And that's when you grab that awareness, use that in your eclipse experience.
Right.
So an eclipse. So, you know, every month we have a new moon and a full moon that happens like clockwork every 28 days, you know, new moon, full moon, lunar cycle.
But that's the only clock I use.
Yes, exactly. Right? The only clock I use too, right? I just look up in the sky. What time is it? Look up.
Yeah. Oh, it's hammer time. Okay.
It's hammer time. You got it. And so an eclipse is like a galactic new moon and a galactic full moon. So instead of a regular, you know, every monthly lunar cycle, it's a galactic lunar cycle.
Right.
So we want to be like really paying attention, because this is a big opportunity to rejuvenate and recharge our batteries for 6 months, because that's the effect of the energy is lasting your life for 6 months. So
right,
you could
go, right.
You know, you could be in your everyday world, like not aware of it, and it happens, and you know, you may not realize how it happens in your life, and you think, gosh, why does this thing keep coming up in my life again? And it's like,
I was just gonna say, like, in retrospect, looking at, you know, like they always make this joke about women getting their bodies together for the summer, and then they like break up with their boyfriends in the summertime, and then in the wintertime they want something to hold on to and they want to snuggle, so they go get a man. But in retrospect, it has nothing to do with that. It's really about these energies, and it's like when the summer gets here, you're like, okay, enough with your shit. Like, I'm up leveling, I'm evolving. Bye.
Right. If you start to look at like certain kind of big moments in your life, year to year, or you start to see it's a pattern. More often than not, it's usually a pattern associated with these powerful times of year.
Right. And shout out to Facebook for showing you your memories. No, like real talk, because I will notice, I'm like, what the heck? Every year on this same day, I am doing the same stuff. Like, what the heck? Like,
right. That is not random. That is you participating with these big cycles, just in a less awake way, right? Like a less conscious.
Right.
And so now what I love to help people do is just be aware and wake up. And when you're aware, then you can make really good choices, because you have the education, you have the knowledge, and we can start dropping the knowledge, right? And we don't have to be limited. We could be unlimited with this knowledge.
Right. So like every year around this time, between like June 5th and like July 5th, I always, if I'm not working at a place, I'm always like getting a new job. Like I got a new job last year at this time. And, you know, my soul is like, I don't really want to work for anybody. So that it usually goes away. But
right, right, because always, you're Capricorn, you're supposed to be the boss.
Yeah.
So but a management like, job for you is really good. You might have that job longer if you really enjoyed it, and it was a good job that acknowledged all of your gifts, skills, and talents.
Right. I think that's what it is, like overall when it comes to me and jobs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all really don't pay me enough. Like,
yeah, that's usually why you leave. You're like, they don't see my value and they're not appreciating my amazingness, so I'm out of here.
Right. I can make more money though sitting at home thinking about money.
Yeah, right, because you are studying the laws of attraction.
Right. I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I just randomly got $100, and I do that every day, and then I'll go back through the month and I'll realize, what the heck? Like most of those days I randomly got $100. This is way easier than working, but I'm not, I'm not advising people to quit their jobs and start doing this. You know,
unless you're a millennial, you have extra powers.
I mean, but if you want some help with doing that, just hit me up. You know, right. I'm available.
You're a very good coach on how to get people to understand their power.
Yes, yes, I love motivating and inspiring people. So let's talk more about the eclipse. Now we know what an eclipse is and what the powers that what's actually happening to us when the eclipse comes. And yes. So like you have something called an eclipse survival kit, right?
Yes. Yes. Would you like me to tell you about what comes in the kit?
Right. But guys, first I want you guys to pay attention to her cleverness. She is so funny. It's called What the Frequency, like what the F, but it's What the Frequency. I thought that was so funny. And
did you like that?
I did. And I really like the fact that you might have 99 problems, but you can fix all of them.
Oh, I love that. I just like to tell your audience that these things just pop into my head and I go with
right.
them. Don't second
right.
Because I kind of secretly think they're funny too. So, but I have a
right.
laugh, but I hope that it like goes over with everybody else.
Right, right. Even if it doesn't, it's just for the quirky ones who get it, right?
Totally. Those are my people.
Right. Because I was reading it, crack it up. I'm like, she's such a comedian. This is so good. I love wit and cleverness. And shout out to Jay-Z. That was a great song, you know.
Uh-huh,
but
yes.
But yes, tell us about your survival kit. Tell us how people, like, what is the benefits of it? How can it help people? Because some people, they don't even know that they're surviving or
right?
they don't even put the correlation together that maybe everything I'm going through can be prevented. Some people just think this is the way life is. This is like how things, my mom did it, her mom did it, her mom did it. I'm gonna do it too. Like they just think, you know, I remember growing up as a child and hearing people tell me, everybody, like when you get in a relationship, like everybody has some bad. You just have to choose what bad you're going to take. And mm-hmm. I was like,
yeah,
I don't have to take any bad. Why do you keep telling me that? Like,
exactly. Yeah. The one I always would hear is like, why do you think life is fair? Like life isn't fair. And I would be like, what are you talking about? Like, no, I don't want this to happen to me. I'm going to, and they're like, well, life isn't fair. I'm like,
right.
I think you got that wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So survival kit. I actually made the kit for those people who don't even know what's happening and who are like, you know, whipped around by it, because an eclipse is like a tidal wave. And you want to know when the tidal wave's coming so you can head for higher ground. You don't have to get washed
right.
up. So,
right.
So when you understand the power of the eclipse, then you know how to connect with the energy in a positive way.
Let me get you to back up one second.
Sure.
Because you said something really important. You said the people who get whipped around. Can we elaborate on that? Because I don't think that some people realize they're getting whipped around. Like there are some people who are not affected by the things that are going on celestially. Like their life is pretty basic and normal.
Uh-huh.
But there are some people who are like going through it. Like, can you just tell, like, you know, like what type of people you were looking, you know, thinking about when you really made this? Because some people might fit that bill and not know
right.
that this is for them.
Okay, great question. So as an astrologer and looking at many people's charts, I tend to notice people with a lot of fixed signs, meaning like Leo, Aquarius, Scorpio, Taurus, because their energy is fixed. It's not as easy to move, right? And so they're the people who you might see on Facebook with, you know, with the ones who have a 99 problems. always posting the problems, or this went wrong, or that went wrong, or why me, or that person's a jerk, and da 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 da, and I should tell them off, or there's always something happening in their life, some fire that needs putting out. And a lot of people, they think, oh, I'm just, maybe they heard as a kid, oh, you're so dramatic, or everything's over the top with you, or
are you talking about me?
No.
Oh, yes, you are. That was people's favorite line. You're so dramatic.
Oh, well, that's your Leo rising. That's okay.
Right.
That's okay, because I like the dramatic. Well, we have to just understand how to take the drama and turn it into like a Broadway play, right? Like turn it into like a Coliseum type, you know, musical performance, right? Something you can make money from instead of pushed around by the world.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Like, this is all part of, this is TV, baby. This is TV.
This is TV. Exactly. Yeah. So it's usually the people who need a lot of attention and need a lot of validation from the outside world. And they seem to tend to, you know, ask for help around the same kinds of issues. And a lot of, like, there's a lot of caring, nurturing people that will go, like, answer their call for help and say, oh, try this, or let me help you fix it this way. And then they never seem to listen. Right. So they're always like, oh, there she goes again. Oh, there she goes again.
This was so me. I'm like, coming out of that, I don't have those experiences anymore. But I wish that I knew that you had these survival guides back then.
Right. I wish I had them too. It would save, a lot of wonderful people a lot of stress and headaches. Right. But yeah, so anybody who tends to, like, either you see others who are more extreme in their nature, or if someone listening is like, oh my gosh, yeah, there's always something happening, I don't really have a lot of peace in my life, then those of you are like perfect for this survival guide, because it'll help you understand why. And then move you into like, okay, this is what I need to do to help myself.
Right. Definitely.
So,
any of my friends or associates who I talk to a lot, you might want to look into this, because we're attracted to each other for a reason. And, you know, we're just a dramatic clan, you know. We might benefit from this survival kit.
Yeah, because the biggest benefit is just knowing it's happening and when. So a lot of what I do with Lunar Ladies is all about timing, right? So like they say, if you open a business and they say location, like where, you know, open your store in like a really good, you know, heavy traffic place, so you'll get lots of people coming in. But online, it's, or, you know, when you're looking at like how to reach more people across the world rather than in just one place in your community, it's all about timing. It's about timing, timing. So Lunar Ladies is looking at the skies going, okay, when are these powerful times happening? Because they're cycles. Like I don't have to worry about trying to figure out the next one. I know next year it's going to be in June, July. Like I don't have to worry about it, right? They're always going to come around the same time. But with the guide, what it does is it's two classes that are live and interactive. So I'm teaching the classes. We have you on Zoom. There's Q&A boxes. There's chat boxes. And then there's a replay, because I made the survival kit because there's an extra layer to this eclipse season that I want as many people as possible to know about. And do you want to know what that is, A2?
Of course I do. I'm over here going crazy. What is it?
So along with the classes, you get a workbook and you get worksheets and you get some bonus things for some other powerful alignments that happen from now until winter solstice. But the big surprise about this summer eclipse season 2019 is that it's coming into alignment with the nodal waves of destiny. And do you want to know what that
does that mean? I love Destiny's Child. That's my favorite group. Shout out H-Town. So,
hello. Yeah, Houston, here we come. Destiny's Child is one of my favorite too.
Yeah, so what is the nodal waves of Destiny? What does that mean?
Okay, so this is part of what makes, so every month we have an opportunity to do magic with the moon, because the moon is all about laws of attraction and creating and destroying, right? So we can like really, it's about alchemy. And
right.
So the moon has two points called the lunar nodes. And Ashetu's done my soul purpose series. And this is where I was sharing with you, like your nodal axis, your nodal waves are your north node and your south node.
Yes. My north node is Pisces and my south node is Virgo. And hold on, wait, let me see if I remember. My north node in Pisces is in my eighth house of Scorpio.
Ooh, yes, it is.
And my south node of Virgo is in my third house? No, second
close,
house.
Close, yes.
Second, right?
You said second. Aquarius. Yes, ding, 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 ding. Ashetu wins the gold buzzer. She gets the prize. That's right.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
I really owe that to KK Shaman, because I was talking to her on the phone yesterday, and I pulled out my chart, and she was like, no way. Like, so, yeah, thanks, KK Shaman.
Thank you, KK Shaman. You're the best. Good teacher over there. Yes. So all of you listening, what you just heard was Ashetu utilizing her natal chart and bringing it down like a boss babe, because she's like, I know where my natal nodal access is in my natal chart.
Yes. Yes, so now I'm excited. Now I'm keeping up with you. If y'all are lost, we have a club called Lunar Ladies Club. I think everybody should join it. It really helped me get out of a really dark place. Just knowing the moon and the cycles, it helped me handle life, because I was like, wait, what's today? Oh, today's a full moon. Oh, okay, I'm going to sleep. I know you guys are crazy today. I'm not dealing with it. You know, or it's like people are like pulling out of business deals and like they're not hearing you correctly. I'm like, is Mercury in retrograde? Oh, it is. I'm going to sleep. You know, like,
oh my God,
I know when to fight and when not to fight. You know, like usually week one, you want to like rest and plan. That's like when the moon is coming out of that full moon status into the new moon. And then week two is when you want to do action. You want to like act on everything. So guys, you should really hop into this Lunar Ladies Club, because I have sanity now.
Okay. Totally. That's exactly why I created it, because I needed sanity in my own life. And that's what helped me. So I figured if it helps me, it's going to help a lot of other people.
Right. I thought everybody in the world was crazy. Yes. And I thought I was crazy for thinking they were crazy. And they thought that I was crazy and they didn't think they were crazy. And I was like, wait a minute. Why does everybody keep calling me crazy when clearly I'm the smartest cookie in the room? I don't understand this. And so, so then I learned about the cycles and I was like,
Oh, okay. That's why. Right.
Oh, her Pluto's in her fourth house. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Watch out.
that's where my Pluto is, by the way, guys. That's why I keep saying, things like that. Right. I know what it's all about.
That's why Ashetu and I like each other so much, you know, for many reasons, but we both have Pluto in the fourth house.
Doesn't it make you think of, you remember that Austin Powers movie? And he's like, yes. Daddy wasn't there to take you to the fair. That's so Pluto in fourth house. Like,
totally. And if your listeners are going, what are they laughing about? You got to come to the end of the club, because I can show you where your Pluto is and we can start making jokes.
Right. She could tell you like what generation you're part of. Like, I'm part of Pluto and Scorpio. Yeah, and we're a special bunch. Yes, we are.
Oh my God. Yes, I'm a Pluto and Virgo generation, so we love the Pluto and Scorpios, because they're the ones that are we like got the healing medicine, but Scorpio and Pluto, or Pluto and Scorpio, are gonna like actually make it happen. So I'm like, oh, thank you, Pluto and Scorpio. You're just like not afraid of nothing, and you're out there
Right.
doing it.
That's why, and that's the other reason why you and I are like peanut butter and chocolate, because
Yeah.
you're like I shape too. Look at this information. And I'm like, let me see that shit. I'm like, I'm about to go do it. Let me see that. Let me
Totally.
see that.
Like I get to like think about it, analyze it, and figure it out, and I give it to Aishetu, and she's all, "Let me just do it." And she tries, and I'm like, "Dang, that's how it works. That's so cool."
Right. Keep
So I
it coming.
really
Keep it coming.
appreciate
Right.
it.
I'll be your guinea pig. I love it. It's so fun.
Yeah, your power is beyond, and I just am always in awe to watch you work.
Oh my goodness. Now, if you told me I would be doing all this 2 years ago, I
Yeah.
probably would have ran away from you, huh?
Been like, uh-oh, who is this crazy lady? What's she talking about? There's no way in hell I'm gonna do that. And I'm like, no, really, it's your calling. You're really good at it. You really love it. And you're like, I don't think so.
While I'm over there smoking my blunt, I've been
Yeah.
delivered though.
Exactly.
We're like, this white lady needs to hit the peace pipe. She tripping.
Totally.
But
And you know, just by you saying that cracks me up. So I'm like, ah, oh, this is great. That's why
yes.
we're peanut butter and chocolate.
Right, definitely. Cancer and Capricorn. But yes, I'm gonna stop interrupting you in my sidebar. But
No, that's It's totally
okay, but yes, back to what you were saying.
Well, was I saying again about the eclipses?
Yeah, we were talking about the eclipses and the survival kits and who would need them, who could benefit from them. And then you start talking about the nodal
Oh,
destiny.
that's right. The
And
big, the best kept secret ever. Okay, here we
right, I
go.
was telling them that we could use me as an example. My north node is in Pisces in the eighth house of Scorpio, and my south node is in Virgo in the second house of Aquarius.
That's close, Taurus.
Oh, Taurus, my bad.
Close.
My
Okay,
bad.
awesome. Awesome.
The other
So,
way, yeah.
okay. So, everybody, are you sitting down? Because this is a big one. Are you ready?
Yes.
So, because the lunar nodes of destiny, this nodal axis wave, is happening at the same time as this new moon or this galactic new moon solar eclipse on July 2nd, is it's setting into motion a cycle of destiny for 19 years in your life.
Ooh, the Prince of Peace number, the Prince of Heaven number,
Ooh. Tell
19.
me more about that. Yes. So 19 years. This is big. So we want everybody to create a put into motion 19 years of like their highest dreams. Like, do not limit yourself. You go for it because the universe is like, basically, what is it that you want? And you want to be saying, I want happiness and joy and abundance and love and generosity, and I want to like help the world and do this and that. And it's like the universe is like, all right, that sounds great. I'm going to help you do that.
Yeah, that's why I've been getting all these ideas. I just wake up every day and I'm like, I should email this person. I should email this person. Now, I don't know these people.
Right. And you're telling me that they're coming back to you saying, yes, I'll whatever it is you want to do, I'm there. They're down. I mean, I'm like, go for it. Don't even like limit what you desire. Like, just really open yourself to allowing yourself to actually experience and have that.
Right. This is all making sense.
Yeah. So
Yeah,
this
this
is
is all making
big
sense.
galactic power that a human being can actually utilize and make it work for them, because we have to remember that we are co-creators, children of the universe. itty bitty human beings that can't do anything, that have to suffer and toil and be sad. We are creator gods that have the, you know, that can touch universal energy and make it into what we want.
Okay, so let's take this a step deeper for my people who are a little acclimated to astrology already, and they understand what we're talking about with the nodal destiny. So, for instance, like, my north node is in Pisces, my south node is in Virgo. So, like, Pisces, well, give me some words that are the light side of a north node in Pisces, and how do I focus on that during this lining up of the energies? Like, do you understand what I'm trying to ask you? Like, how do I
like, how do you utilize this power in your own personal chart?
Right.
Okay, this is a good one, because you're a really good example of this, Ashetu, and I'm so excited that this is happening for you. So when we look at the chart, we kind of want to break it down into big chunks, because when you look at it all at once, it's a little overwhelming. So for Ashetu, she says, my north node is in Pisces, in the eighth house. And I said, awesome, let's start there. Because now, Ashetu is looking at her own personal chart. When she was born, the north node was in Pisces, the south node was in Virgo, in the eighth house and the second house of her chart. Today, the north nodes are in Cancer and Capricorn. Now, Ashetu is a Capricorn sun. So this is pulling on her destiny of who she is out in the world as a public self. That's the power of Capricorn. We are out in the world. We are leaders. We are bosses. We are building legacies, and we are leaving our mark on the world. And we're going to do it with wisdom and strategy and power. And we hire people to help us do it, because our visions are big, right?
Right.
So the South Node today is lighting up and unwinding past patterns around, you know, who you were in other lifetimes as a healer, because your sun in Capricorn's in the sixth house, normally ruled by Virgo, which is your south node. Your south node is Virgo. So you are a really powerful healer and wellness provider person, doing the sacred work, honoring the cycles, right? The sacred work is being really like the leader of the tribe, who is the medicine woman.
Right.
And so the South Node says, I want you to unwind any pain or suffering about having been that role in other lifetimes when it wasn't okay for a woman to have that much power, right? Mm. And we're remembering, you know, a lot of women are remembering, like, wow, I'm afraid to be seen. I'm afraid to speak up. I'm afraid to have power, because I was tortured. I was persecuted. I was hung from a tree. I was killed. I was burned at the stake. Like, all those old cellular memories of past life experiences that are both in our own personal experience as well as in our family lineage, our family tree. And I like to call it like healing the witch's wound, because across, you know, since the goddess went down in, you know, the age of Taurus, which was 4500 BC, that women have been on the run, basically, because we've been oppressed and suppressed and tortured and raped and killed for carrying the medicine and carrying the power. And that's what's
so crazy, because that's what's happening, like, in Sudan right now. In the Sudan.
Right. Yes. So Sudan, we can even look at Sudan as, you know, that's Mother Africa, where we all come from. And here it is in the primordial, original place where we're seeing it live in our modern day world, that this is happening. And we're asking ourselves, why is this still happening? Right.
So
the goddess is on her way back. She is rising up from the suppression and oppression, and there's going to be there already is a lot of shifting and changing. But what happens to that old power that was the patriarchy energy, and it men and women. So it's a vibration that says, I am going to suppress and overpower you and take all your rights away because I want your energy. I want your resources. I want to rule over you. It's like Game of Thrones. I want the throne, right? And humanity saying, no, that's not what we're heading into. Like we're going into the golden age where we live in peace and we love each other as brothers and sisters. And we like to have fun. And we're about to we're a soul tribe. We're going to hang out.
That's what the 13
drum, you know,
that's what the 13 degrees of love is about. 13 degrees of love. It's all going down.
Love is, see, so you're, what you're seeing is not just in your own mind, but it's a vision of the future. Like the future is showing you, we need you to bring this dream now here on the planet, because it creates a bamboo forest that's going to grow into the future, make it possible. So, I mean, that's a big story, but that's what's happening. And for Aishetu in her chart, I could tell her, like, you are unwinding a lot of old pain and suffering about being powerful as a healer and a leader and the medicine woman of the tribe. So if you have this beautiful vision of a 13 degrees of love, of a church that brings everybody together, all walks of life, doesn't matter who you are, you know, you want to live in peace and harmony together, right? And so what this energy on the eclipse is helping you close that door of all that pain and suffering so that it no longer is repeating itself in your life moving forward.
Right. And guess what?
Those cycles show back up. And they just literally faces and forms.
Right. And literally, two nights ago, I finally started writing the book. And I'm starting with memories from my first square.
Ooh.
And so I just started writing all those memories out from, 7, 8, 9.
Yes.
And that was all the heavy rape and molestation and abuse was then. So I just been writing it. It's so much. I fall asleep while I'm writing.
Oh my God. So I'm so happy to hear that, because Aishetu's been doing a lot of work on healing her Chiron, which is in Cancer in the 12th house, which is all that unconscious pain and suffering from her childhood. That is, you know, when we're little and we're so vulnerable and we're powerless, we have to, in order to survive, we have to detach. We have to, find a safe place within ourselves, because we can't stop what's happening around us. And we're just in survival mode. So all that gets stored back in the grooves in the brain and in the body. Just, I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that, until you reach a point that you're like, I'm taking my power back, and I'm an adult now, and I'm going to make healthy choices, and I'm going to heal myself and love myself and value and honor myself. So the other part of this nodal axis wave of destiny, the north node of this wave is in Cancer. And for Aishetu, it's in your 12th house, which is normally ruled by Pisces, which draws in your Pisces north node. So this is like a nodal wave of destiny that's kind of really designed for you. It's a really good one for you and your chart.
Right. And you know, I looked up some angel numbers the other day, because I kept seeing them repeat. And the message, one of the messages were, you cannot lose.
Yes. Oh my God.
That's what it said. It was like, just do it, release fear, and just do it, because you cannot lose. The only loss is me giving into fear.
Yes, exactly. And what is fear but fear itself? It's like, you look at fear for, 5 seconds. Fear has no power over you. It's only when we think about how afraid we are of fear that's how it has the power. But if you stare it in the face and you go, okay, what's my greatest fear? And you write it down and you say, okay, what if that happened? Would I survive? And you're like, yes, I've already survived it.
Everything that's ever happened to me. Yeah.
Right. And then you just look at your body and you're like, my body's still alive. You kiss yourself and you're like, I'm still here. I'm not afraid of that. I live through it. and I'm here. So then you go, okay, beyond that, what are you afraid of? And you keep going deeper and deeper until you finally get to the root that, wow, the truth is I'm actually not afraid of anything.
Right. And so amazing.
That's when you realize your true self.
Right. And I just started looking at everything like, okay, they're like universal laws. And this is really like a game. This is just like, you know, in a video game, there's a mission and you got to like beat the big scary dude. And you got to steal the cars and you got to like blow up the church. And then you those were my missions. And I'm just passing through levels. And yeah, the name of the book that I'm writing is Resilient. That's what I'm going to name it.
Oh my God. I got chills. That's so perfect.
Yes.
And if we can, like, especially your listeners, those Pluto and Scorpio generation and younger.
Tell us the in years. What is Pluto? Yes.
Pluto went into Scorpio around 1985, and it was there till about 1998. So that's the generation I like to call Pluto and Scorpio, and the mainstream world calls you the millennials.
Okay. I didn't even know I was a millennial. I thought that was like 2000s, like the 2000s. What are those kids called?
I like to call them the Harry Potter wizard kids, but they're the sages and philosophers, the wizards. That's the Pluto and Sagittarius generation. Okay. And they're here to align with the Book of Truths, like cosmic laws and truths. But they can't get to that place unless the Pluto and Scorpio generation like basically says, F you to this stupid world and we're making it our own. It's going to be better and it's going to be more amazing than ever.
Right.
Right. Like, because like Ashetu and I had this conversation once where she's like, she your generation, Pluto and Virgo, says, I have to go get that job. And maybe I'll stay in that job and I might not like it, but I'll stay there because it has, you know, health benefits and it has like, you know, 401k. And then her generation, like you said, no, we'll just go out and make our own money. Like, we don't need a 9-to-5.
Right.
I'm not going to sit there.
That's why there's so many. I mean, it might not be the best choice, but like, that's why there's so many strippers and, you know, like. They're like, forget that. They're like, I'm about to have fun and I'm about to get this bread. And, you know,
and a lot of like people in the, you know, maybe they're in the sex industry or they're stripping or whatever, you know, that Scorpio is the sacral chakra, is like our sexual energy, our sensuality. And what I noticed it with a lot of the Pluto and Scorpio generation, that they are in tune with their sexuality. They are not afraid. They're like the first generation to go, you know, yeah, I'm bisexual, I'm gay, I'm straight, I'm everything. I don't care. I just like to have fun.
Right.
So you're not afraid of these, like, you're not as sexually oppressed as people from my generation who, are born in the late 60s, you know, the 60s moving into the 70s. So we have a whole set of rules that we were conditioned by. But the Scorpio generation is just like, no, we own.
And, I've simmered down from when I was a kid, but still, like, if I wear, like, if my thighs are showing, my grandmother is like, oh my God.
Like, I'm like, you're not leaving the house like that.
she's like, oh, you're trying to catch a man today. I'm like, Grandma, it's really hot outside. Like,
so cute, right? And she's coming from her generation, which is either Pluto in Cancer or Pluto in Leo, depending on how old your grandma is. And she grew up with a whole other set of rules that were like,
oh, she thinks I'm a hussy. She thinks I'm she's like, oh, Ashetu is so daring and she's so bold and she's so, you know, like, I'm a whole lot to digest.
And many of your soul brothers and sisters of the Pluto and Scorpio generation are. But the earth needs you because you're like, we're going to like be volcanoes, patriarchal world, and we're going to blow it up because it's not right. And we're going to give the power back to people, because that's where the power belongs, is to the masses.
Right. And that's where that soft power comes in. I'm so glad I'm learning soft power, and I'm learning how to rule like with the velvet glove or iron fist inside of a velvet glove. Kind of
just
letting you have your way. And in my surrender, I'm really in control, because like, you know, people think that they like to use the word disrespectful a lot, but that's just because they don't understand things.
Yes.
They might not understand. And so they use the word disrespectful a lot for people in my generation or younger, like even the younger children. I notice a lot of people who are like 40s and up. They love saying that kind of stuff. Like, you guys just don't have respect anymore. And you got, and I'm like, but what, how are we disrespecting? Like, you know, so just learning a different way to get your point across is.
Yeah, a different style of communication, a different way of owning one's power, where like the people 40 and up were brought up in a way where, you know, we were so disconnected from our power. It wasn't even a thing that we could even expect to even be connected to. So when we see it in this generation, this younger generations, we don't even like understand what it is. And we call it, but it's really something much different, I think.
Right. They think all the kids are like on drugs and we're crazy. And, you know, like, oh.
Yeah. But like, just for the, this is what I really invite as many millennial Pluto and Scorpio people to come and work with me or join the club, because what I've read about your generation is that you're so powerful, but if it's just kind of locked in the box of this 3D muggle world, it's never going to really go anywhere. But the Pluto and Scorpio generation needs a spiritual awakening.
And that is what, oh my God, that is what the vision was. Mm-hmm. Like bringing or awareness to the fifth dimension, to the frequency of love. I even have a really good friend I went to high school with, and that's her name on Instagram, Love Frequency. Shout out to my homegirl, Brittany. And she's a master number 33, you know? She's really deep. Yeah, we're going to collab and do some great stuff together. But like, that's what the vision is all about. And, you know, some people are like, well, you know, utopia is not real. And it doesn't necessarily have to be utopia, but just everybody being like in radical acceptance.
Yes, yes. And seeing themselves in each other. You know, that's the namaste, basically. Like, the God in me bows to the God in you. I see you, you see me, and we accept that we're both God.
Right.
Then it's like happily ever after. Then it's just like a party.
Right. And that's a great exercise that I do. Yeah. If I look at somebody in judgment or in disapproval or in, you know, like disgust or anything, I will stop and be like, what can I love about them? Because what I'm really seeing in them that I don't like is something within myself that I don't like.
Exactly.
And if I don't like myself, I can't, like, it starts with me. Everything starts with me. Yep. So, you know, it's just so funny. People always tell you not to be selfish, but you kind of have to be selfish in order to be selfless.
Yes, it's a path for sure. And I think like Gandhi says, you know, peace begins with me. Be the change you want to see in the world. And when we do that, it is definitely the path of nonviolence. And that's how we'll be able to live together as a community, is when we're doing that, we're automatically not going to be connected to violence or that kind of that energetic is. And that's how we're going to have fun together.
Right. And it's just like, it's just about, you know, I'm teaching this to my children right now. But it's just about stopping in your tracks and realizing that if you could, like, if somebody hits you and you hit them back, you are going to get hit back. Like, the energy will just continue. It's just going to keep looping around. But if you decide that you're going to be the change and, you know, it might not be right or seem fair in the moment, but, you know, just being the change and stopping that energy and deciding another outcome and deciding another choice, then you've created a new cycle.
Yes, that is brilliant and beautiful, because I think like we could all benefit by listening to what, you know, how Ashetu is helping teach her children. And that's the path of, if we can get to neutrality, meaning like, yes, this person who's sitting in front of me and is annoying me, can I allow them to be who they are, see myself like, okay, what's really annoying? Is that in me too? Like, let me work at that at my own level and allow both to exist at the same time. Like, yes, this person is annoying.
Because they really, the other person really just wants love, and they want you to accept them and love them unconditionally. They don't want you to love them because they're not annoying you. They want you to love them while they're annoying you.
Yes. And
that's the epitome of the Christ consciousness, turning the other cheek. That's what I think it really means when the Bible says turn the other cheek. They don't really mean just let people run all over you, but break the cycle.
Yeah, break the cycle. That's how you do it. Yeah, you break the cycle by not, like you said, not hitting back or fighting back. Radical acceptance, unconditionally loving someone even in their hardest, you know, frequency. Because I love that. I don't know which African tribe, but you've seen it probably on Facebook or Instagram, where everybody is born with a birth song that their mother hears while the baby's in utero, and she hears their birth song and she sings it. And when they're older and they maybe break a law or they do something that, you know, wasn't a good choice, instead of condemning them or outcasting them, they'll sing their birth song to them until they remember themselves.
Aww.
Isn't that beautiful?
I'm like, that's so beautiful.
When I'm president, that's what we're gonna do. That's our justice system.
That's so amazing. Like, we're gonna lock you up inside of all these people, and we're all gonna sing to you.
Yeah, until they remember themselves again. Because usually when they do something out of alignment, they've really just forgotten their true self, their true nature, which is loving and kind. I really believe that the true nature of humanity is one of loving kindness. We're really nonviolent people, and like a species of nonviolent beings. We just, you know, have been so oppressed and so basically kind of, you know, messed around with psychologically, like brainwashed, that we're acting out in all these violent ways, but it's really not who we are.
Right.
You know, at our core nature, we're really unconditionally loving.
And the violent ways that we act out in have such a greater toll and cost. They cause so many other issues, and it causes so many things energetically and karmically that you have to deal with. But if you just choose love and peace and, you know, unity and unconditional love, then there are no side effects. Well, there are side effects. It's like heaven on earth.
Yeah. It's like I like that
happy. Side of it. Right. It's like peace. It's like enlightenment. It's like now that you've got all the crap out the way and all the mixed up feelings and all that, you know, justice system crap and going back and forth. And now that you got all that out the way, now you can live.
Yeah, you can really live, and then you can find your value and know that you're deserving and worthy of, you know, life, liberty, and happiness. Like, that's written into the, you know, the Bill of Rights. That's like an unalienable right, right? I like to go back to America's, you know, that was in a sacred document, which has never been really implemented because of the way things are in the you know, the system of control that is, you know, in charge of everything. That's changing because people are waking up, and the internet is helping because we're getting a chance to communicate.
Right. And I mean, not only that, anything that is written, anything that you profess with your mouth or that you claim, you're kind of making a binding contract. So the stuff that's in those in those laws and everything when they built this country, all of that stuff will come to pass because it's a binding document. They put the energy out there. So it's going to come, whether it comes right now or later, I don't know, you know, but I create it in my now.
Yeah, that's the beauty and the power is, you know, it doesn't take 100% of us to be doing this. It really just takes 51%,
right,
to tip the scales.
Right. Right. And that's what, when you were talking about that earlier, when I did my sound healing with Joanne, she said that I had the caretaker archetype.
Oh, interesting.
So yeah. When you were talking about the wellness and the health and me helping people, and I was always the caretaker. I was always in that energy. Like,
yep. Yeah. And even as a Pisces North Node, you're like the compassionate companion, which is the one that shows up to hold the space for unconditional love or the opportunity to have a different outcome.
Right. You know? And it's so funny because I used to always say I'm not compassionate at all, but I really was extremely compassionate, and I had just been hurt so badly. I didn't know how to like be myself without, you know, feeling a certain kind of way. So yeah,
exactly.
So awesome to heal. It feels so amazing.
Doesn't it? And I think that, which is so cute, because Aisha too has, you know, shared with me, like, Shannon, I'm feeling better, but why am I crying? And I'm like, oh, that's the healing that you're feeling again. You're feeling safe to feel again. And that's the healing.
You know, my Capricorn hates to cry.
I know.
My Capricorn sun and my Capricorn moon. I'm like beating on my chest, like, get your shit together. What are you crying for? Quit crying. Get your shit together. Like, then I get pissed off when somebody walks in the room because I can't cry in front of you. Like, damn, you just messed up my whole session. You know, like, I was trying to cry. Hello.
Exactly. Crying's good. It's so cleansing.
So funny. So you guys, this is, I think that the Survivor Kit can actually help everybody, but especially if you were born between 1985 and 1998, I want to personally invite you to join me in Lunar Ladies Club. We do accept men as well.
Of course.
Go ahead and come on. Yes. Go ahead and come in the group and learn with us, and let's team up. Let's join together. If you've been feeling like an urge or a calling, like you should be doing something, if you're feeling like unity or love, or but you don't know where to start. I mean, a great place to start would be getting your chart read by Shannon and learning the cycles of the moon. And like, once you start realizing who you are, the stuff resonates, and then it kind of just takes a life of its own, because
yeah, that's the beauty.
I didn't think I would be doing this right now.
No, and you're so good at it. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. But tell them how they can shout out all your links, your website. Let them know about the kit if they want to purchase it. How does everything work?
All right. Well, you can head on over to lunarladies.com, and that's spelled LUNAR, ladies, LADIES.com. And when you're on lunarladies.com and you start and you're out on the homepage, you'll get a little pop-up that says, that will tell you right about the Eclipse Survival Kit and take you right to the page. Or you can go to lunarladies.com, click on offerings, and you'll find the Summer Eclipse Kit there, and it's $99, because though each one of those dollars is going to solve all 99 of your problems.
Ooh.
So what you get is two live classes, on one on July 1st to prepare you for the total solar eclipse, and then on July 15th to prepare you for the lunar eclipse full moon. So they're live and interactive with me as your guide and teacher. And you get a workbook, you get a guide, you get a checklist, you get an infographic, and then you get a two bonuses. You're going to learn about the 8-8 Lion's Gate, which is the bonus.
That's my favorite besides the 11-11.
Right? 8-8. You'll have to have me come back on for Lion's Gate.
Man, you know you are. That's the day I always, man, that was the first time I manifested that Lexus out of the thin
right?
blue air with no job and no money. Like,
exactly.
Boom, Lexus. I was like, what?
What? Exactly. Yes. And if you feel connected, any of those listeners who feel like, wow, I've had a past life in Egypt, or I feel very connected to the Egyptian mythology or the Syrians as star beings, definitely know about the Day Out of Time and the Lion's Gate, because about Egyptian energy and alchemy.
Right. And that's mostly, well, I won't say mostly, but majority of the Pluto and Scorpio, my friends, my generation, 1985 through 1998, we're all up in commit. We're all about it. We love it. Like, we got it tattooed. Like, there is not, majority of people I know have some type of Egyptian tattoo on their body.
Wow. Like, that is it. So cool. I love it.
And they're all, majority of them are like black, you know, but it like, mm-hmm. like everybody, they don't even know. They're not like, subconsciously they know, but consciously they're not even aware to why they're attracted to get the Eye of Horus tattooed. And I'm like, do you know what right. that means? Nope.
Right. Look oh, cool. It's so powerful, because not only it's possible that it's past life connection, but it's also even more possible that you get the double connection of it being in your lineage of right. having Egyptian roots in your family tree, which is really powerful.
Right. Everybody stops me all the time and they want to talk about my tattoos. Like, oh,
love it. That's so cool. And it's so tribal too, to be wearing. It's like you're letting people know who you are, like on a soul level.
Right. Right. It's almost like, because you know, I was a high priest of Isis. Well, yeah, you tell me that. Oh. But it's almost like,
you still are, girl. You still are.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like how we would wear the serpents wrapped around our right yes. arm.
Yes.
Like, oh, that's my people. She has a snake wrapped around her. Oh, that's my people.
It's how you identify each other. It's like, it's kind of, you know, a little bit mainstream, like to get tattoos. But I feel like those who really are connected to the art and the soul vibration, it's a way that you communicate with and find one another, I think.
Right, right. Definitely. It's like the icebreaker or the, you know, the piece is like the conversational right, piece.
Yeah. It's so cool. I love it.
Right. Okay. So you guys, lunarladies.com is where you can find the survival kit, and you're going to get all the bonuses, the two classes with Shannon interactive. You get the guide, you get books, and then you get, the one of the bonuses is the 8-8 Lions Gate. And what was the other bonus?
The other bonus is a coupon code to get your natal chart, if you don't already have yours. And I believe it's 25% off. And then you can, if you already have your natal chart, I definitely recommend getting the 6-month transit report reading of your natal chart, because that's the 6-month window for the eclipse season. So you'll know exactly what's coming and how to align with the power and accelerate your life in the most best possible way.
Oh, okay.
Right? Oh, all for $900.
Right. That's so amazing. Yes. So you guys, make sure you hop on this deal. Take advantage of it. If you're sitting here listening to this podcast and you're really interested and you want to know more, this is probably for you. If you've tried everything and, you know, you just don't know how else to fix your life, I would suggest just looking at your chart. Just start there. Because when I did that, everything made sense. All the things I was taught as a child, all the religion, everything started making sense. I'm able to incorporate all those things in my life once again instead of shunning them away, because now I understand who I am and what I'm doing and their purpose, and I just get everything on a different level. And it started with my natal chart. Even if you have your natal chart, I would still recommend going to Shannon, because I've been to a lot of astrologers and astrologists and everything, and Shannon has a dynamic that I've never seen before. She's a storyteller. And she gets really excited about this, guys. Like, she like paints a picture. She paints a movie. She makes it come alive. And she goes beyond the call of duty. She can't help herself. So not only do you get your natal chart, she tells you your Sabian symbols. She gives you like different books to go look up. Then she's like, oh, I know a person who you should talk to. And, you know, like, she just kind of, like, brings all, like, she gives you all the tools, you know, like, you just went for your natal chart. You just went for the hammer. But when you leave, you have, like, the flathead screwdriver, the regular screwdriver, the hammer, you have the pliers, you have a chainsaw, you know, and you have the help desk 911. If you don't know how to use any of the stuff, just call this number, and, you know. So it's like, she's that. Amazing. Right, right. Thank Guys, you. I'm not even, like, trying to gas her up, but it's... is you got to give props when they're due, okay? So I would recommend highly talking to her and, you know, doing what you can. Start off with the survival kit just to get you out of the muck, and then go from there. If you guys want to know how to manifest money to do these things, holla at your girl, you know?
That's we, right.
we're working. You know, it's so funny. Sometimes I can't manifest money, but I manifest exactly what I wanted to use the money for. So,
right?
Sometimes you don't even need it, but you can put yourself exactly where you need to be. But you guys, $99 is a steal. You guys take advantage of this. I'm so happy we were able to do this. Shannon is our resident astrologer. So if you guys have any questions, or you guys want to get in the hot seat and maybe ask her a few questions, because she will be coming back on the show, I do hot seat participant. So let's my hot it. Seat is you get it. You come on live with me and Shannon, and any astrology question you have about your chart or about yourself, you allow Shannon to help you out live in front of everybody. That way somebody else can heal from you, and you get to talk to this world-renowned famous astrologer for free.
I love it. That would be so much fun for me, just to go, ooh, what is this person's Netflix series all about?
Right. And that's exactly how she looks at you. Like, she doesn't need TV. She's like, oh, I got charts.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly. Your chart is like, I binge watch your chart. It's so fun. I'm like, oh, my God, this happened, then that happened. Jesus.
Right. And she's like the luckiest person in the world, because she sits back and she's just smiling. Because I used to call her or message her and I'm like freaking out. And she's like, I say too. It's okay. It's okay. And I'm like, no, my life is over. And she's like, no. Nah, it's really
just
okay.
The moon in Scorpio. That's all.
Yeah. she's like, I say to go take a nap. Just go take a nap. I'm like, I don't want to sleep.
Go play with those cute kids of yours. You'll feel better. Trust me.
Right. But it's really because she knows the end. So she's like, well, there is no end. There is no end. But
the end
she knows.
Like you'll be right. down at no time.
She knows it. She's really like, if I'm having a breakdown, she's really like, oh, this is amazing. That means she's moving to the next thing. I'm sitting over here crying and she's like, yay! Yes!
And you're like, what the?
Yeah, I'm like, what the frequency? Why are you so happy?
Oh my God, totally what the frequency. So your listeners, when they come on over to Lunar Ladies, they'll get a more of a taste, but I have this I have like a triple Cancerian vibration. It's really hard for me to swear. Like it just doesn't come out. And so I have fun making up all these things where I don't really have to swear. It cracks me up, but it gets the point across.
It's so funny when Shannon tries to curse. It's like,
It
it reminds me of my mom when my mom was like a diehard Christian and
funny.
everything I did was secular. And so when she would get really, really bad, she would try to curse, but she would curse right.
Sound
She
like me
would do it
today.
right. She would like put two curse words together that don't go together. And I'm like, how did you do that? You know, and like shit down. I'm like,
Yeah,
whoa,
right.
cool.
Totally.
That's not right. And she's like, you know what I'm trying to say. Be quiet. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. The only thing that comes out of my mouth are like nursery rhymes and lullabies. But thank God I've got some Gemini rising in there that just makes it funny.
That's so cute. That's so funny. But I like the not swearing because it kind of has a negative vibration around some of the swear words I say. And I don't feel that good when I say some of them. But I guess it depends on when I'm using it.
Right, because sometimes, yeah, it just depends on why you're using it, because they're just words, and sometimes, I mean, it just is so appropriate, and it's so funny. It like it can make people like feel better in the moment, but then sometimes we use words that we, it has a different vibe connected to it, and then it doesn't feel so good when you're there, right?
Like, yeah, totally.
You know, but I really appreciate my sisters that can throw the F-bomb around like no problem, and it cracks me up. I'm like, that is so funny. I would never be able to say it like that, but I love it when they say
I primarily do it to make everybody else in life uncomfortable. It's
That
so
is
funny
hilarious.
watching people squirm because I'm like, seriously, it's just a word. Like, calm down.
That's a Pluto and Scorpio way to go. What are you kidding me? Why are you so crazy over this word? It's four letters, big
That is
deal.
the prime example why older people think I'm disrespectful. They're like,
Right. They're like,
what's wrong with
Jesus
you?
Christ, what are you doing
Yes.
with that
Right. Or what are you doing with your life? Do you have a filter?
word?
Shut
Oh.
up.
You're like, no, Pluto and Scorpio does not have a filter.
No, actually, no, I don't have a filter, but you must not have a filter either because I'm a reflection of you and I love you and goodbye. And they're like,
Yeah, totally. You spin their heads around. They have no idea what's going
they're like, you're a reflection of me. You're nothing like me.
You're not exactly like you.
Yes, I crack up laughing. It's so hilarious. But thank you so much for your time. I talk to you all day. Thank you
Oh.
so much for your time. Thank you for explaining the solstice to us and getting us fired up and pumped up
Yeah.
to do what we need to do in the next 6 months. And you guys, she just did the fire puja today. So if you're interested in removing obstacles, you can actually come join the club, go to Lunar Ladies Lifestyle Group on Facebook. And you can email me. I'll even invite you as my special guest.
Oh my
You guys
gosh,
can
love
come into
that.
the club. You guys can watch the replay of her fire puja ceremony, and you guys can write down what you want to remove out of your life, all the obstacles, and you can burn your list while you're watching the replay.
Yeah, that's would be great to do all weekend long because this is the celebration weekend of summer solstice. So use that fire power and burn, write down what it is you release. And then, of course, always safely burn it so you don't burn the house down, but burn that piece of paper.
Right. And then what's the best thing they should do with the ashes? Bury it or put it in water
Well, the sun is in Cancer, which is water now. So I would put them, you could, if you live in an apartment, you can flush it down the toilet, or you could put them on the earth and just pour water over it and then just bury it. I think that would be really high frequency.
Right. So, and guys, don't think that you can't redo it. Every time you burn a list, if something else pops up, make a new list.
Exactly, because what you're with the fire is you're freeing the energy, right? So you're just freeing that energy, then you fill up. Remember to replace it. Replace it with happiness, joy, love, high frequency, whatever that is for you, your desires, your dreams, fill it in that space. So don't forget the fill up part because release is great, but fill it up with something that you want, right? Or, align yourself with something that makes you feel good because that's what you want to feel more of.
So especially if you're just starting to do this, I always tell people to do half, like cut the paper in half or draw a line down the middle, right? What you're releasing on one side, right, is opposite on the other side.
Yes.
Fold the paper in half and burn up the side you're releasing.
Yes, that's perfect.
Yeah, that way you don't get lost or you don't forget, like, what did I release? You know,
Right. Yes, and
you
then you're
just.
focusing on bringing in what is it that you really want to embody.
Right, because when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want.
Exactly, because yeah, sometimes if we've been sad for a while and it's really hard to connect with happiness and joy, then and you can really connect with like what really bothers you. Write that down first, because that's really what's up and needs to go first.
Yes, definitely. So you guys reach out to Shannon. You guys can email me at 13degreesofgold@gmail.com. You guys can reach her at lunarladies.com,
Yep.
or you can find the lifestyle group on Facebook, facebook.com/lunarladieslifestylegroup. Go ahead and hop on in the fun. If you guys have any questions, let her know. Let me know. I'll be happy to direct you to her, because she's a magical wizard.
Thank you, love. I've been had so much fun spending summer solstice with you and 13 degrees of
Yeah.
gold.
You too. And you guys have a lot of fun today, and enjoy the weekend. Until next time, peace.